brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. This is Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is June the 3rd. Oh, we are here.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's here. We're here. And so our phone lines here are 605-4567. Aaron, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room.
I mean, there's really no sneaking up on it. You know, it was like, tell us, do you really feel like, okay, you went to bed on a Friday and you woke up at the end of May and now it's June? And I know we talk about this all the time. I don't know. Is it a part of getting older? I really do. I think time, the taking a look at time, feeling time, not understanding time.
Somebody already opened my, somebody already changed the calendar. Usually we get around to that like the second week, but I think it was Ernie and Dave because I see Ernie and Dave written all over the calendar. So it must be Ernie and Dave who changed the calendar. Hey, Bad Bob's with us. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And you were busy all weekend, right?
Mostly around the yard and things like that. Yeah, trying to get some things done before it gets too brutally wet.
Yeah. Like clear a hundred foot space between you and trees and manzanita.
Yeah,
good luck.
We are in extreme fire season already, and have that defensible space. It's your best hope.
It's the only thing you can do. Now later on this month, we're going to be having the fire experts in here with us. They're going to be talking about why fires are more dangerous than they used to be and why you have to do things. But
I think you're going to hear some surprising fob from the experts that we're going to bring in on that special show.
Right.
We'll let you know way in advance when that happens because recently in a meeting, I won't give anything away, but I was absolutely shocked to hear the fire dangers of, in other words.
And you have the experts that are telling you, this is what it means. I mean, we've had articles in the paper, we've talked about it, but when we have this show, the combustible rate and how dangerous these fires are, and then just kind of will tell you that things have changed. We're no longer in Kansas. Okay, but in talking about weather, how hot it's going to be.
Well, we're looking at temperatures around 99 today. As a matter of fact, clear skies tonight with temperatures around 68. So you're going to have a little bit of north wind from 7 to 11 miles per hour. And again tonight, it's one of those beautiful nights out. We sat out last night and barbecued and enjoyed the evening and plan on doing that a lot this year. We said we're going to enjoy our backyard and so what you're getting is even though your days are hot, you're getting mostly clear nights and temperatures around 69, I'm 70. So, you know, that's a bearable evening. So the weather is beautiful this week and it is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, this is our morning segment that we love so much brought to you by our Wells Fargo advisors in Park Marina, our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Latham Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 84 points this morning at 15,200. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1632, and the NASDAQ is negative 2 at 3453. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 14 cents at $13.52, and Intel Corporation up $1.14 at $25.42. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric, is down 13 cents at $44.80, and XO Group is up 4 cents at $10.38. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year bond yield to 3.25%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 67 cents at $92.67. Gold is up $2.60 at $1,395.90. Silver is up 12 cents at $22.38. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much for our Market Minute here. We have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, Wall Street has been on a ride for 6 months, but you know what? Is it something, but you need to know what the, you know, what those little indicators are. And these are the people that can do it. Stop by Park Marina Drive or, like I said, give them a call at 530-243-7561. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. You know, before we get into the rest of the day, and trust me, we're going to be talking about the IRS. We're going to be talking Holder. We're going to be talking about Bradley Manning, the WikiLeaks traitor, storm chasing, a number of other things. But we want to come back and talk about this day in history and Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Monday, June the 3rd, 76 degrees out there, 7:15 in the morning, getting ready to go to work. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee on the way into work and get those cold drinks on the way back. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you walk next door. That's Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great people.
Well, happy June, and we know that there's all kinds of June babies.
June babies?
We've got probably about 5 birthdays that we know of right now that are probably a couple days right around right now.
Yeah. I have a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
This is for Game of Thrones. If you haven't seen it, if you DVR'd it, this is a spoiler alert because I'm getting ready to talk about it. Okay. You can listen to it. I could have just said that and kept you with me. Anyway, spoiler alert. All right. Game of Thrones. We watched this show, and it's on HBO.
Sunday nights.
We watch the show. Last night. You know, in any show that you watch, it's a series. You kind of, you know, you start looking at the, at the people and you like them and you think, you know, they're doing the right thing and all this. Last night, 3 of the main characters are in a wedding at this castle with this man, with this other king or, a prince. And he kills every one of them. And he's not even a main character. 3 of the main characters were just killed off last night. And we just sat there. Just went, wow. But then when you read about it today, is that in the series, in the books, it tells you these things happen. Of course, I haven't read the books, but.
Will this make you, watching the series, will it make you want to go out and buy the book and books, the series of books, and read them?
Well, what I should have done, if anything, right at the beginning, is probably gotten a list of the characters so you could keep everything straight because there's just, a multitude. Bad Bob, have you read the book?
The author is George R. R. Martin. If you're going to run down to the bookstore and look for the Song of Ice and Fire, there's 4 books in in the series. Yes.
Yeah.
A Song of Ice and Fire, and Game of Thrones is the first book, so it gave title to the series. And yes, so George R. R. Martin's the guy you want to look for when you're looking for the book.
Well, like I said, but this series has not been afraid to kill people off. It killed off the Ned Stark, the first one,
Bean.
Was killed right away, right at the beginning. So this, we should be used to this. However, it was a shocker.
Brilliantly acted. And, we feel like when we're really, we're spending our time watching TV. It's really a phenomenal.
Yeah. If we watch TV, it's got to be something.
And then we also watch on that night afterwards is Borges.
Yeah, but we missed it last night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, IRS charges the taxpayers $50 million since 2010 in conferences, my friends, conferences, including $4 million in Anaheim in 2010. $4 million for one conference, which included for some baseball games, spas, presidential suites. Do you remember that other agency that went out crazy like this and spent all that money on all of these,
Perks for the executives?
Yeah, well, perks for the executives, but also, they had all these conferences. Remember that? Right in the middle of the Treasury Department, somebody that was supposed to have the overwatch.
Yeah.
Remember the overwatch? Who was watching, who's supposed to be watching,
Office of Management and Budget.
Yeah, who was watching how much money's being spent, and they're off there spending millions. Well, the IRS spent $50 million on conferences. All this is under Obama, by the way. This is the thing that really, that really, really, really torques my jaws, if I can say that, which I can. The reason it does is this, is from the beginning, it's been he talks about transparency. There would not be the excesses of the Bush years. We would know everything that's going on. A week before any bill was signed, we'd have it, everybody have a chance to look at it. Closing Guantanamo, ending the war, reforming the Patriot Act. Every one of these, my friends, have you come to realize was a lie? It's not true. Wall Street has gotten bigger. There is more money being paid out now than there ever was. Hello. And then the biggest lie of all, Obamacare. If you have an insurance company or plan that you like, you can keep it. Lie. Because we know it's not true. We know it's not true because it's already changing. It's already forcing people out of these. Even the unions are getting battered by Obamacare. If you don't think they feel betrayed right now. And right now employers are trying to find, you know what, this is just going to be too expensive. Not only that, the money's running out quicker, a lot faster than they thought. Well, you know, and so how are they getting the money back? They are putting your health records into the IRS. This is the same IRS that goes out and, you know, targets conservative groups. You know, if you'd had the word jihad for freedom as a 501, you would have had a better chance of getting it passed within 6 months than something that said Tea Party or conservative on it. This is where we are with our government. This is what happens when we've accepted this and then we voted him back in. It wasn't like there's any surprises. And so this is where we are. The IRS, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the quote leaks where they're going after the media. All of these are here with us. And why is this? We have accepted it. We have let big government do that. And the only way you can stop this is to stand up and say enough. I am not going to accept this. I will work for a candidate or candidates that will stop this. Elections are next year. It's not too soon to get started to find out who to support to stop this freight train. We'll be right back. Right after these messages, call on the bot, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's a Monday at 7:24 in the morning. It's 76 degrees. It's going to get up to 100 today. Do not leave the pup, the kids, or grandma in the car while you hop into the store for, you know, 30 or 40 minutes. You could come back to a very tragic situation. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, which is something that you need to take a look at. They're going to come out. They're going to inspect, clean, repair, and do routine maintenance on your air conditioner to make sure that you at least got a fighting chance this summer because it's going to be hot. Check out homecomfort.org or give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. We use them. They are great. They are great.
I'm going to talk to you about a fundraiser that's happening. A friend, Denise Edwards, was diagnosed with SCC, which is squamous cell carcinoma, December, resulting in the loss of her beautiful right eye. So she was given news recently that her doctors, that she's ready for the next step in her journey, which is to receive her prosthetic eye. They need to raise about $40,000 for her to get this eye. And Frank, our good friend Frank, who does definitely the Sinatra stuff, is going to be there. It's a silent auction. The date is going to be June 12th from 5 to 10 at the Elks Lodge. And you're going to have great music from Frank DeSalvo, now considered one of the Palm Springs premier entertainers. You're going to be able to sing and dance. Ticket prices are $15 each. Know that you're going to get great spaghetti, and it's a really worthy cause. So help somebody see. And that is the Elks Lodge. It's called Eye for Denise, and that's June 12th.
Okay. You know, something happened this day in history in 1964 that we never knew about. And somebody just came in and told us.
That's right. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird when you think
weird.
About it.
Yeah.
Well, you really want to hear about it?
Just that one. I really do because.
Well, you remember the Hollywood Palace?
Yes.
Okay. That was the ABC TV hosted. The first appearance of the first U.S. concert tour of the Rolling Stones. Guess who emceed the show?
I know who it is, but I think it's great.
Dean Martin emceed the show
for the Rolling Stones. I would have never put that one together.
And one of the critics called the Stones dirtier and streakier and more disheveled than the Beatles.
Well, yeah, the Beatles were the good guys. Yeah. Speaking of disheveled,
the lads from Liverpool. Yes.
You know what? When we come back, I've got a couple other things right here. I'm going to just jump all over. But when we come back, you know, we're going to talk about the internet. And do you think you're safe? Because some things have happened lately that they can look at what you're doing, and they've got a gag order out. Now, so we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But let's talk about storm chasers. Mm. These storm chasers, these are the ones that are on the Weather Channel that go after the hurricanes and the tornadoes. Yeah. And they get out there and they get in the path of them. And then they send, you know, they make videos and they send it to the Weather Channel and all this about, hey, this is what's going on. We're seeing this. It's like an addiction.
Tim Samaras was arguably one of the best in the business and one of the most cautious. He was known in the field as being the guy who would drop the research probes. He was a researcher first, but was paying for the research by selling that footage. He was known for dropping the probes and getting out of the way, and everybody in that community says, of all the people who might have gotten killed doing this, he was the least likely.
Well, he and two others were killed in Oklahoma this past weekend in this tornado that went through there. It was an EF3 of 165 miles per hour. 165 miles per hour. I guess they all three were in the same car.
Yeah.
And it turned on them and came through and killed them, which is what they said the big problem in Oklahoma this week was. They had the warnings, and people, instead of staying in their houses because they were frightened after what happened in the last tornado, got in their cars and tried to get out of Oklahoma City, and it was rush hour. So what they did was they made, you know, all of the freeways became parking lots. So now they were sitting ducks because a tornado, they say being in a car in a tornado is one of the worst places to be.
Oh, yeah. Wind will get under it, pick it up, and just toss it around like a Tonka toy.
Well, they lost 13 people killed, but this was 165 mile an hour winds. You know, when things get up here to 40 miles an hour, we get crazy. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about your, what's your chance of actually keeping anything secret when you go through Google now? We're going to talk about Manning. We're going to talk about Holder. We've got a lot of things to continue. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, good morning. June the 3rd. Look, you know what? Look how hot it's going to be today. 100 degrees, 76 right now. It's 7:33 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. They've got it all. Used, previously owned, new cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service center that is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. You will find the vehicle you're looking for. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Anybody in the North State that wants a great deal should stop by Crown Motors.
Well, this day in history is called the Mighty Casey Day. All right. There was no joy in Mudville. This day in 1888, as Casey at the Bat was first published in the San Francisco Examiner. The author was not given a byline in the paper, but he was given $5. Ernest Thayer wrote a series of comic ballads for the San Francisco paper. Casey at the Bat was the last and the only one to live on through the years. William DeWolf Hopper, the well-known actor, first recited the poem at Wallbox Theater in New York City the same year. That 5 minute and 40 seconds became part of the DeWolf Hopper's repertoire. It is said that he had told the tale of Mudville some 10,000 plus times. In 1986, the U.S. Library of Congress reissued the poem in both written and recorded formats.
There you go. Make cartoons of them from Disney.
Everyone's monologue. Everybody should have that in their monologue gift and their bag of monologues.
Hey, when you're on your computer, honey, do you expect, you're on your computer right now, do you expect to have some kind of, any type of semblance of privacy at all? Do you expect that if you get emails in there that you, that really only you and the other person should be reading it?
Well, there's all kinds of people behind your back.
But do you, I mean, is that, but when you send a personal email from you to me, let's say, do you expect only that you and I will be reading it?
Well, okay, let me just go back and define that. If it were between you and me and we were, you know, you were in your home office and I was in my home office and we'd go back and forth, it was meant for you and me. It wasn't meant for the office. But if you send an email, from what I've been told, I know somebody this happened to, if you receive an email that is on public time using that public company's
I understand
computer,
that.
Anybody can see it.
Right. Okay. How about if it was from our, if I send it to you from my iPhone to your iPhone, if I had an iPhone. All right. Just you and I. Do you, work with me here. Do
yeah,
you expect it just to be?
I expect it to be private, but my feeling is that nothing
that
is private.
Not, that is not. Yes. I think everybody pretty much believes this, but Bob, it's much worse than this, right?
Yes, they are called national security letters. And of all places, a judge in San Francisco ruled last week that Google must comply with 19 of these warrantless searches. In other words, it's just because somebody in the FBI thought there was something that they wanted to know more about. Google is being required to turn over confidential user information, including but not limited to who you email, the websites you visit, if you happen to use the chat functions of Google, who you have communicated with, when. In order to get the actual contents of, say, emails and communication, supposedly, they would require a search warrant. But to get this initial information on all your contacts, who you talk to and when, using the Google services, does not require a warrant.
But it's more than 19.
These are just the ones they brought to court.
This one lawyer, and I mean, this one judge has issued what? There's been like 100,000. Have come in front of this judge and signed off on all these. So what they've done is, if I understand this right, they can go in and they mine the information that's on your account. They know who you've gone to. They know any sites you visit. They know anybody that's written to you or sites that have come to you. Is that right?
Yes. NSLs allow the FBI to ask communications companies for information about their users, including their name and address, as long as it's, quote, related to a national security investigation. The FBI doesn't need warrants or any other kind of court approval for an NSL.
Okay, so national security investigation could be, oh, we're looking for terrorists, we're looking for possible terrorists. You've got in the title of, you've gone down and spoken to the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Belongi's name as being linked to the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Returning veteran. Oh, there's another one. This could be enough then.
Yeah. And the really scary part about these letters is that they almost always come with a gag order that the company is not allowed to even let you know that somebody is accessing your personal information.
And that, I think, is one of the worst things, is that each one of these, once they get the information, they could come. And so there's no way of you finding out that if the government's looking at your material then, right?
Correct. This is, remember, there's been over the years lots of instances of the government wiretapping, and it's usually gotten people really ramped up, and right now it's just sort of sliding under the radar that this sort of intrusion is going into place. And I understand the national security issue with this, and especially when it comes to journalists, this is a chilling thing. You're starting to feel like you're in East Germany.
Well, as they've proven, and this is one of the things that Holder's in deep trouble about, is the fact that they went after journalists because they said, oh, they're leaking, or they didn't like the questions they're asking. So they've gone out and he himself signed the warrants on this. But this is even worse. This is a whole scale gathering of information on Americans who are innocent. And there's no reason to go after them except they may have something in their title, or somebody sends something to you with a title on it of terrorism in Turkey. And if that's the case, then that just opens it all up to you. Now, all of your email can be looked at. Now, you're saying not the contents of the email, but just all the headers and the sites you go to, and that. But they can't read the email itself without a warrant. But how hard is it to get a warrant to read the email?
That I do not know. Now, there, in the, not to really defend the judge, but to say the judge did leave the door open for Google to file an appeal, saying that they needed to kind of narrow to their objection to this particular group of letters. And what Google's trying to do is set a precedent, saying, okay, we'll play by the rules, just tell us what the rules are and quit changing them constantly.
Oh, you mean under the Obama administration? Well, what is it in China they do? In China, don't they just restrict people from Yahoo sites and all these things?
Yeah, and of course the Chinese equivalent of Twitter is regularly your account just suddenly quits working. Everything is filtered through the central government
but
service.
Is that all information was going to be provided to the government?
Yeah.
On every one of their users, right?
Yeah.
So we're heading down the road to where communist China is right now. Could you say that?
Could happen if it isn't already. And of course, that's aside from the fact that anything that you surf or the contents of your emails is being mined on a regular basis to serve up commercials, advertisements tailored to your online profile.
Which they sell.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bad Bob. So anything you may want to know about that is that it is not going to your mail is, and anything you send is no good.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to take a break. Supreme Court okays DNA swab for serious arrests. What does this mean? We'll be right back.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is Monday, 7:45 in the morning. Are you wandering around the house with that cup of coffee? Hey,
it's
going to be warm today.
Yes, it looks like our forecast is reaching up into a 99. Sunny and hot, of course. And we will be clear with our temperatures around 68 this evening. The northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Becoming calm tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high near 99 as well. And Tuesday night, mostly clear with temperatures around 69. So it looks like we have like a repeat of 2 days. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber and the gang out there on Mountain Lakes Road. You know, it's not just counters in your kitchens, bathrooms, outside fire pits. He makes a smoker. that was auctioned off at the Mule Deer Foundation on Saturday. This is absolutely, it's a 50-gallon drum. It is absolutely foolproof for cooking and smoking. And all this out of Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-7866. Call Mike Huber. It's 241-7866. Great work they do out there. Very trustworthy, and they put their heart and soul into it. Now, you saw something that we've talked about loss of rights. And does the government have a right to take a swab?
Okay, well, a narrowly divided Supreme Court ruled Monday that police can collect DNA from people arrested but not convicted of a serious crime, a tool that more than half the states already use to help crack unsolved crimes. The case described by Justice Samuel Alito as the most important criminal procedure case that this court has heard in decades represented a classic test between modern crime-fighting technology and centuries-old privacy rights. In the end, the justices had to balance the benefits and the intrusion of a simple cheek swab, and the considerable benefits won out. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority's 5-4 decision, while Justice Antonio Scalia wrote the dissent. 26 states already collect DNA from those arrested for felonies or other serious crimes and uploaded into national database run by the federal government. The purpose? To find matches with unsolved crimes.
And I understand the purpose of it. But when you pick somebody up, okay, what's a serious crime, first of all? Okay, DUI? Is DUI a serious crime? You're arrested for it. I'm just saying, does it have to be a violent felony? Does it have to be a sexual assault? What does it have to be? Anyway, when you're picked up and they take that swab from inside your, and we've argued this with the forensics people down in, out of Sacramento. You take that swab and they release you because it was a mistake. You weren't the one. They made a mistake. What happens to the swab? They take the swab and they check it throughout all the DNA, which could take forever. Yet they say, if you go back into them, say, hey, look, I was found not guilty, that you can't, I want that swab removed from your database. But the point is they've already taken that swab of your DNA, which can be used for who knows how many things. This is one of the things that the people are talking about when you're getting your DNA tested, was that DNA can be used against you, not just in courts, but in Bad Bob, jump in here too, but they could be used in, from DNA, from what I understand, can be used also in health, and health risk, that you have a propensity in this family or in this genetic line to maybe have cancer.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think during the break I was talking about there was a movie a few years ago called Gattaca with Ethan Hawke, and the premise of the movie was that at birth your DNA was checked,
yeah.
And if you were found to have a propensity for, in the case of the character, heart disease, then you were flagged and you would never have more than just a menial job, because why would anybody invest in you if you were just going to keel over? So it was very driven, and everybody was in this database.
Well, and here, you know what? you know, here we go, you know, raised a paranoid flag, but let's look at it like this. Under Obamacare, your medical records are at the IRS. The DNA that is, that DNA swab goes into a national database. So here, you know, so you're in a national database, your health records are in the national database. There at some point, you know, I understand what they're saying. You know, it outweighs the risk of privacy if we let people start being identified by the DNA. You can have it removed, but does it happen? You have to have it removed. The state will not do that if you're found either not guilty or the charges are dropped. Another small, you know what, I'm all for, they've used the DNA and they've shown how, yes, oh gosh, we've had the DNA for using people in prison and have solved hundreds if not thousands of crimes. Or released people that had already been found guilty. Yes, I understand that. There's a big difference between having that swab taken once you're found guilty and just because you been picked up for a quote serious crime. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Is your privacy, which we've been talking about via the internet and DNA swabs, is it being chipped away with as fast as your Second Amendment rights are right here in the state of California?
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at rupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 7:53 in the morning. It's 76 today. It's going to be going up to 100. Watch the animals in your car if you leave them there. And the kids. And your husband. This portion of the show
don't leave them there, period.
Don't leave them there, period. This portion has been being brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater, who's been providing natural spring water to Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They have their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Absolutely pure water. For more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at MountShastaSpringwater.com. That's Mount Shasta Springwater.
Let's talk about those fires, Carl, in Santa Fe and Lancaster, and what's going on with the fires.
Well, you know, Lancaster, California's got a bunch of them going on. It's a big fire going on. I think it's in New Mexico it's like 12 square miles is going out of Santa Fe. Houses been burnt. Thousands of people are being evacuated from these fires. And you know, this fire season in California, from what I understand, is right now we are at the dryness of like July. Is that right?
We are 6 to 8 weeks. I was talking to my wife about this, who's in the business. We are 6 to 8 weeks ahead of fuel moisture, dryness, and potential for ignition and all those factors that make fire managers extremely nervous. We're way ahead of the curve, and it's not going to improve.
Okay, well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some fire experts in here. But the main thing is, as we've talked about it before, is clear around your house. If you're living out there where there's undergrowth, is to clear that out. Get yourself a defensible space so the fire can't burn right to your house. Just little things too, like being prepared is, if you're out there someplace where there's a chance of a fire, have an emergency bag, a go bag. Make sure you've got a way to get your animals out of there. You know, a lot of people will have a horse, but won't have a trailer. So make sure that you've got arrangements and you've already practiced these, that you can get your animals out of there. You can get yourself out of there. You know, take those important papers, put them all into one, put them into one, basket or one carrier, or put them in a safe deposit box, or put them someplace safe. You make copies of them, put them on a disk drive, things like that. So you can take it with you if you have to real quick. Now, God forbid anybody's going to have to do that in the fire season, but it is here, and this could be a hellacious fire season. Let's hope not. But already I've been smelling smoke in the air.
So, really?
You know, there's something else too. The Bradley Manning, I want to catch this the last 4 minutes. Bradley Manning, traitor. This is that Army private whose trial is finally beginning. He's already pled guilty to a dozen or more charges that he leaked classified information to WikiLeaks. Another jerk who is out there someplace that can't be reached for some reason or another. He can receive a 20-year sentence just for that. However, the U.S. military and, get this, Obama, the Obama administration is going after him for aiding the enemy as part of the charges. And they're fighting those, saying that everything he released, none of that helped the enemy. Well, which is, of course, not true. Bradley Manning, who has somehow become a hero to those who think that releasing classified information that puts our military in danger makes him a hero. And they were, oh my God, he was treated so badly at Quantico, Virginia in the brig. He's not treated any worse than anybody else. If they have him on suicide watch, they have him on suicide watch. And, the things that he's done, to release 20,000 documents. Come on. It wasn't an accident. And to purposely do that, and it harmed the military. And what did he call it? Bloodthirsty. Well, excuse me, but the job of the military is war. If you really want to get upset about something, Bradley, why don't you go after like a congressman or senators or presidents or people that, they're the ones that put the military into war. Because I guarantee you, Lance Corporal Smith didn't have a vote in this except for the fact that he enlisted. And he knew he was going to go someplace. He's a hero. Unlike you, Bradley, who is a traitor. And like I said, the trial begins today. And he could get a sentence of over 20 years for this. So, he could end up in jail for 40 years. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, under the...
No, I'm sorry. The element was life. For aiding the enemy is life.
Okay, we're not in a declared war because under those rules, there is no... I mean, it's automatic trip to the whatever form of execution they're using.
Yeah, but you know what? They won't do that. They haven't, you know.
They've done that for a while.
You know what? When you know, like people that fled to Canada, like Bill Clinton, you know, he was pardoned by Jimmy Carter, another great president. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got Enjoy Magazine with us. And it's the first Monday of each month. Enjoy Magazine joins us. And we talk about all the great things that are happening.
That are going on in June.
Gosh, you know what? And there's just, well, you know, just reading it the other day, it was just too many to count.
Wonderful stories.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was the last World War II survivor in the U.S. Senate and the oldest senator. Frank Lautenberg has died. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And pneumonia claimed the 89-year-old New Jersey Democrat early this morning. Among the five-term senator's signature bills, the 1987 measure that banned smoking on airliners. He later pushed his colleagues to get rid of the Senate smoking rooms. He fought for more spending on transportation and the environment. He wrote the 1996 law that banned those convicted of domestic abuse from buying guns. And among Frank Lautenberg's last votes in April, the various amendments to the pending gun control bill. Dave?
Rich, the Supreme Court has just ruled on a criminal DNA case and agreed to consider a protest case. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
A split Supreme Court rules against a Maryland man convicted of rape in a 5-4 ruling. The justices say DNA samples collected from people arrested for serious crimes does not violate the Fourth Amendment. Alonzo King was convicted of a 2003 rape only after police swabbed DNA during a 2009 booking for an unrelated assault. Justice Anthony Kennedy calling the DNA cheek swab a legitimate police procedure like fingerprinting. The court also agreeing to decide whether to reinstate a man's conviction for protesting outside a California military base. Federal appeals courts overturned the man's trespass conviction. Dave.
Jared, the search continues in Oklahoma for seven people still missing from Friday's tornado and flooding in El Reno, where 13 others died. Firefighters doubled the containment overnight of that 46-square-mile wildfire north of Los Angeles to 40%.
It's burning away from homes out into more rural areas and, again, areas that have less trees, so those flames will burn lower to the ground. That's better for firefighters and also fire aircraft.
Fox's Adam Housley in Palmdale. 21 homes have been destroyed or damaged. More Americans are driving new pickup trucks. A big demand for those led Ford, Chrysler, and GM to have increased sales in May over last year. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
For the fourth day in a row, there are anti-government protests in Turkey, demonstrations the prime minister blames on extremists. Demonstrators in Istanbul have battled riot police who used tear gas. A doctor's group says one protester was killed. This as Syria's civil war keeps creeping across the Lebanon border with fighting on both sides. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Fighters from the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah clashed with Syrian rebels and allied Sunni Lebanese fighters in some of the worst violence inside Lebanon since the Syrian conflict began. Sunni militants are trying to reach a strategic Syrian border town where fighting has raged for 3 weeks. Syrian government troops backed by Hezbollah are trying to wrestle it back from rebel groups. Meanwhile, inside that town, a doctor says at least 300 seriously wounded residents need to be evacuated for medical treatment. Thousands of civilians are said to be trapped by the fighting in Qusar. Dave?
Emily, Army Private Bradley Manning's court-martial starts today. He is accused of leaking thousands of documents to WikiLeaks that were posted online. He could get life in prison. Angelina Jolie makes her first public appearance since revealing a double mastectomy.
Angelina Jolie appearing here in London at the premiere of fiancé Brad Pitt's new movie. She had been out of the spotlight since announcing last month that she's had a double mastectomy to cut her chances of getting breast cancer.
I've been very happy just to see the discussion about women's health expanded, and that means the world to me.
Jolie dressed in a black floor-length gown, smiling and meeting fans and saying she feels fine. Brad Pitt calling her decision heroic.
I'm very proud. And I'm just relieved that that's not going to be the thing that takes her out.
Jolie's mother died from ovarian cancer aged 56. Her aunt died of breast cancer last month. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 60. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour. It's Monday, June the 3rd. It's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, wherever you go, here we are.
I don't know. Wherever you go, there you are, right?
Wherever you go, here we are.
It's currently 78 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures of around 99 today. It's clear with not lots of wind, maybe up to around 7 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight will be clear. This is great weeks ahead of us here for barbecue time. Temperatures are around 68 degrees tonight. You know, I got to share with you before we go into just a quickie, something I looked up. A very old man appeared on the field at Yankee Stadium prior to the team's game versus the Red Sox Saturday. While that is an uncommon occurrence for a club that keeps Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Andy Petit, and Mariano Rivera, this time it was an actual old man, and a 111-year-old man. Harlem resident Bernardo Lopalo watched his first Yankee game more than 100 years ago and met Babe Ruth 93 years ago when the slugger first came to New York. According to MLB, Lopalo was born 3 years before the Yankees actually became the Yankees. The World War II veteran still remains extremely active, writing his first book at age 107. Wow. And planning to release another on his 112th birthday. I love that story. Gives me good stuff. And that brings us right into our Wells Fargo expert with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on the East Coast?
Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 45 points at this time at 15,160. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,629, and the NASDAQ is negative 18 at 3,437. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is down 35 cents at $13.31, and Sirius Radio down 2 cents at $3.46. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 8 cents at $10.42, and Pepsi is up 21 cents at $80.98. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.09%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.14 at $93.11. Gold is up $10.70 at $1,403.70. And silver is up 29 cents at $22.54. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. The mics are open, guys. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. They've got great information down there at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, and if it's Monday, we must have our update for our tea party. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're fine. How are you? I was listening to you all again yesterday, which I do try to do every week. I try to catch everybody at least once. and it was an interesting, very interesting show on what they were saying.
Yeah, that was our maiden voyage on going live on location.
Yeah, how'd that work for you? Were you using Skype or was it just the phone?
Well, Erin was on her phone, and Bob Martin would be a better one to answer the technical questions, but she had a $15 headset from, I think, Home Depot or Office Depot or something like that, and they were using Skype, and the signal up there was fantastic, so it actually turned out really well.
Yeah, when we use Skype, it sounds like you're practically in the studio. In some cases, depending on the drop, it's like you're in the studio. That's how we're going to be broadcasting our baseball game starting this Saturday with the Colt 45s. We're starting our Saturday night at the baseball game with the Colt 45s at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's a thing to do.
That way you can listen
night.
To the, when you go out there and watch the game, you can listen to it on KCNR 1460.
Hey, and just wanted to give a quick plug. My husband and I went out to Ensalmo's yesterday to celebrate anniversary and have brunch. And as usual, oh my gosh, the food was fantastic.
Yeah, you know what? I've yet to have a bad meal up there.
I can still taste it.
Great.
I woke up thinking about it.
Well, that's good. As long as it was because it tasted really good and that you weren't being taken to the hospital or something.
No, it was just fantastic food.
Good.
It's unbelievable.
So what's going on
tonight?
Tonight
we are going to have Josh Lowery, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney in Shasta County. And I think he's going to talk about, what he does and what the DA's office does and how they handle different situations. But he's got a pretty impressive resume, and I encourage people to come out. Josh graduated from Cal State at Northridge with a degree in economics, and he was commissioned a second lieutenant in the U.S. Marine Corps after he graduated, where he flew tactical jet aircraft as a Marine aviator. And he left the Marine Corps as a captain before, just prior to going into law school. So he's got a pretty impressive resume.
Yeah, you need to, I think Josh is going to be running for DA. That's why he's making the rounds. Yeah.
So, this is a great opportunity to come
out. Find out his political affiliations and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then check the guy out. I mean, it's your opportunity to listen to him talk and to meet him in person, because if he will be running for DA, it would be nice to know that you're going to make an informed decision either way. So we meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Okay, that should be a great time. So going
out
and meet Josh Lowery. We'll have Josh on here at some point, I'm sure.
Great.
Okay, Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You bet. You too.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break because in the studio, Rhonda Ball, James Masada, Enjoy Magazine. We'll be right back after these messages.
From Lynn's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lynn's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning. We have with us here on KCNR on this beautiful day. We're at 78 degrees right now. You're just getting up, and guess what? You're going to get to listen to my favorite part. I love to hear Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta.
It's our soothing voices.
What are you saying, in the inside voice?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on my second cup of coffee. I need it.
Atta girl.
Because, you know, the dog gets up in the middle of the night and goes, okay, then you're up, so.
What does the dog do?
Sure that wasn't me.
How many people have that with their dogs? You're up and down, letting her in, letting them out. But anyway, so let's welcome, and you have we love to have you the first Monday of the month.
We
in
love
June.
To be here.
And you're looking well, particularly well.
You
are. Like, in love, well. Like, I'm happy about something, well.
Do you know something?
No, but I mean, I was wondering, you know, you've got your game on. Something's happening.
You're spot on.
Oh. I said
the same thing this morning. I'm like, what's the deal with you? I said, I'm watching a young woman blossom right before my eyes.
Yes.
I said, your face is on. Your hair's blown out.
Hey, Rhonda.
Yeah. Your body snapped back. Ow.
Yeah. I know.
Rhonda's hot today.
She's, all her sparks are tuned up for some reason.
All her plugs are firing.
Yeah.
Okay, Rhonda. So what would you like to talk about today?
How about the movies in the park?
Oh, yeah. How's that working for you, movies in the park?
Well, it starts on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we kick off with?
Our season starting. And then I just looked at my app. It's supposed to be like 108 that day.
Are you going to, like, hand out little sprinklers to people?
Yeah, well, it's not bad once, you know, when people start showing up, because that's in the evening. The sun has kind of gone.
It's down to 100.
Down.
But it's setting up.
It's by the river, too. So we get that cool breeze that comes off the water. Because our first month is at Caldwell.
Okay.
One of our places that we've been for, 5 years now. It's amazing to think that we've been doing it that long. But our first movie is National Treasure. But you can always go to our website, which has the full listing, which is, you know, www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com, and that'll tell you the whole season. So little changes. Normally we did June, July, August, and September, but because September start, a lot of schools now start earlier, we get a big drop off in attendance, because school is in and football season starts and there's a lot of other things. So what we've done is we've dropped September off of our program. And what we've done is picked up one Saturday a month, to service Red Bluff.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
So we have, it's the last Friday of every month. So June, July, and August, the last Friday of every month, we now have a movie.
Saturday
we have a movie going on in Red Bluff. So we've picked up those time slots and now are serving another community. So you're welcome, Redding, to come down to Red Bluff, maybe make an evening of it, go do a little shopping downtown.
And that's the last Saturday, right?
Well, and because that's also your new, you have another new store.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sister store, Enjoy.
We love to support them, but we, you know, mostly it was a decision that worked out well for us because we like to support the Red Bluff community because it's such a key, part of who we are as an organization. I mean, Red Bluff has done very well with Enjoy, and we appreciate what they've done with us. And so we're just kind of giving back to them in a way.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the articles that you have is the about the place in Mount Shasta that's the lavender field.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And I don't think I saw in there the dates it actually opens. Did I pass that by? Are you aware? It tells a wonderful story about the husband and wife, because people have been asking me, when does it open?
You know what? I know that it opens in June.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure, but they have the website. The website is yes. on the store.
I would think June because you have it in
it
the
is
June.
In June, yeah.
The June. So I was just kind of, if it's a June 16th, okay, we'll go to the website and find out. In fact, I can do that.
Sorry about that.
It's a cool story.
Oh
I
my
mean,
gosh.
It's a beautiful place. I was, you know, interested to see that it was started by a husband and wife that are both PhDs.
Mm-hmm. They both have an office here in Reading.
Yeah. They came from the Bay Area to get out of the rat race. They do practices here, but their passion is gardening, and the two of them bought this 800 acres up in Mount Shasta, and, you know, they ordered plants, over 4,000 plants.
I love that part of the story.
To start their farm, their lavender farm, and it was English variety, and it was from Australia. And the husband, David McGee Williams, went down to San Francisco to pick the flowers up, or the plants up, and they put them into quarantine. And so he was talking about crying about they were just locked up in a room with no water and no sunlight. And so long story short, story's a little bit about, you know, your love and passion and perseverance. But only 400 of the 4,000 plants survived. And so then
they wouldn't let you go in and water them?
I guess not.
No. they were quarantined because of
Well, just because plants coming from another country.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, the date's open, by the way, folks, June 15th. They just announced it, so maybe that's why. Just announced it.
Okay.
Through August 4th. And you can go to, actually, I just went to Mount Shasta Lavender Farm. Of course, they got the news and events and everything that goes on. What I love about that place, too, is I do buy the lavender spray.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the best lavender spray. I hope you guys carry some of it in your
store. We do not. This is one of the few things that we have written about and have talked to for quite some time, but just have never been able to make the connection to get it in the store.
Well, maybe this year.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Things are changing, you know.
More than 10,000 visitors have gone through that place in 2012. So it's pretty popular.
Last year was the first year we went.
Is it?
Yeah, we thought, wow, as we were driving up this long road, like dirt road, gosh. And then we got out there and
they made that dirt road.
They really had to bust their humps in order to make that whole thing happen. So, gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460, our guests are from Enjoy.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carlin and the Bot. It is June the 3rd, 8:25 in the morning. 79 degrees, going to get up to 100 today. Wow. Hot.
I'm so excited.
This, and I am excited too. I'm excited about heat. I'm excited about Orchard Nutrition because they have an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products comes from Orchard Nutrition. You know what? Not only that, but the people down there are friendly. I mean, if you've been, yeah. I'm sure we've all been to Orchard. Who hasn't been to Orchard
Nutrition?
It's a great place. It's a great place. North State's Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street. Give them a call at 244-9141. They're out there behind the Cypress Square Barbershop. They're in that area right there. Mm-hmm. And, so, I mean, it's almost like one-stop shopping. Orchard Nutrition. Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masato. Enjoy Magazine. And you know what? There's so many great articles.
There's a lot of stories in this issue.
There is. A lot of stories.
Big issue, too.
We went through this the other, is it the largest issue yet?
No, but it's close.
No, we've only had a handful of 104-page issues.
But as you,
is it more stories, more advertising,
more everything?
More everything.
Yeah.
Well, some people always say that's not a bad word. I mean, that's what keeps these things going.
Well, and some people, you know, always like, oh, it seems like there's this more there, but Rhonda keeps the ratio pretty consistent all the time.
I try to.
Yeah. Well, Rhonda Ball is the managing editor of Enjoy, and James is the he is like the keeper of
Freak.
The gang, business developer. And what you see is, you know, first of all, sure has to pass through James.
Absolutely.
We love the fact there's a lot of stuff in this issue that I didn't wasn't
Actually,
really
it's
aware.
The other way around. Okay. Everything has to go through Rhonda.
Of course. So,
doesn't
and
she seem sweet?
Yes.
In the office, she's just absolutely a monster. Oh,
I grow horns. Yeah.
you've got a baby. You've protected your child because it's grown in a manner that there's never anything that's been out of hand.
Well, that's a good analogy because it's more like she's in full labor constantly.
So what's one of the issues you want to talk to next? Speaking of,
isn't that painful?
I was going to do a plug for Orchard because they are good people too. They advertise with us as well, but they also, their family has started their own line of gluten-free products and we carry them in the store and they're fantastic. Chocolate chip banana muffin mixes and, just all a plethora.
You know what?
And they're awesome.
If you don't move forward, you're going to fail. And so you have to keep moving forward. And I applaud Orchard Nutrition. Every one of our small businesses and our advertisers out there, they're moving forward. Everybody is still moving. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to let the economy, a down economy, break you.
No. So come try them out. Either check them out, come into our store, or pick them up in Orchard. They're awesome products. They really are. We're going to talk about Green Acres.
Let's talk about Green Acres. Educate me.
Page 29, Green Acres, Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park.
Okay.
So this is a great little article. I mean, it just talks about our state parks, but I'm a huge fan of the redwood trees. I just think they're mind blowing to me to know that some of these trees were growing when Christ was born.
Right.
I mean, really, it's stunning. So this just talks about Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park. It talks about how it got its name. Jedediah Smith was one of the first people to travel from what is it, east of the Mississippi and travel across to California, and then he did the coastline. I guess, you know, he was attacked by a bear and his at some point, and his colleagues had to sew his ear, his ear and his head back together. So it's a it's great namesake, but just some really cool things. You know, what does it talk? Its namesake. The park is 10,430 acres of redwoods. There are multiple parks that protect our redwoods, but just the sheer size of these trees are absolutely amazing. And there was a thing here. Some of them are over 2,000 years old. Some of them reach are as tall as 379 feet. Some of them have a 23-foot thick trunk. There are one of the trees. I'm trying to think here. What is it? Thick trunk, about 37 cubic. So one of the trees there has a astounding 37,000 cubic feet of wood, enough to build 120 average size homes in one tree.
My God! And you know, people come from all over the world because we have on our California coastline the redwoods.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you can't see it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
Right now, we'll be right back after the business news with Enjoy Magazine.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Frank Lautenberg, one of the longest-serving members of the U.S. Senate, has died.
The 89-year-old Lautenberg died this morning from viral pneumonia. The Democrat had been having health difficulties since late last year and missed several weeks of votes from what was described at the time as flu and bronchitis. He was on his second stint as a senator from New Jersey.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. GOP Governor Chris Christie will name Democrat Lautenberg's replacement. Veteran storm chasers Tim Samaras, his son Paul, and partner Carl Young are among the 13 known killed by Friday's series of tornadoes that hit in and around Oklahoma City. Fellow chaser Chandler Heath says theirs is a tight-knit community.
It's a pretty big family, but it's really everybody's pretty close. We all share information. We all, you know, really look out for each other.
At least seven are listed as missing. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that police can take DNA samples from those who have been charged with but not convicted of a crime. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Fox. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, Mark, second Tuesday in June is at Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Unlimited cheesecake? That sounds great.
You're going to be trouble, aren't you?
Won't you please join us Tuesday, June 11th at the Cheesecakes Unlimited in support of the animals at Haven Humane. 15% of the proceeds from your meal will be donated to Haven to help unwanted, neglected, and abused animals in our area.
Who ever heard of unlimited cheesecake?
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side, The deer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. 79 degrees, going up to 100 today. Your phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Great people down there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I want to remind everybody that starting this Saturday at 7 p.m., KCNR and the Colt 45s have partnered up to broadcast every Saturday night home game. In fact, every Saturday night game, beginning at 7 o'clock. So you can hear the Colt 45s games.
Really?
Yeah, starting this Saturday.
That's going to be
right
fun.
Right here. It's going to be fun. You can go to the games and listen to the play-by-play by announcer. We have a play-by-play guy. We brought him
awesome.
In. And then we have
Nate.
And then you can, and you can listen to Nate while you're sitting in the stands, because a lot of times you just watch the game without all the great excitement. So if you take your radio there, you can hear that.
You know what? We love local. We love to support our local community. And one way of doing that is also in reading and lovely stories that you can, you know, page through magazine that is called Enjoy. And with 13 different communities or counties. And this month is called Sweet Serenade. Tell about where are you now, Rhonda Ball? Welcome back, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Rhonda, what would you say your circulation is around this time?
You mean what counties are we in? Or?
Yeah, with the circulation, like how many magazines go out a month?
Well, we print 20,000 magazines, and 10,000 of those are direct mailed into homes and businesses in Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, and Tehama, and Butte counties. However, we have subscriptions, so the magazines are also going to different states. A lot of people in Washington and a few in Oregon. It goes to New York. So it does go all over the United States. A lot in the Bay Area. So I think a lot of people that either have lived here or have family that live here like to see what's going on, because this is a great place to come and visit. Mm-hmm. So
we have a lot of transient employees here for medical. Especially, we've noticed it in the last couple of years, there are lots of doctors and nurses that come to this part to practice for weeks and then go back home from wherever they're from and then come back. So that's what we also get a lot of subscriptions like that, because they want to continue reading on what's going on when they're away. And so they know what's kind of going on when they come back.
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of that as well.
And the magazine is free, but people want to get it in their mailbox because a lot of times we run out and they don't,
So the subscription really actually is just covering the cost of the mailing.
Uh-huh.
You still are getting the magazine for free.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's a beautiful story in itself. I mean, in today's times, when does that happen? That's what we love about the community. Now, did you have a question, Carl?
No, but Bob does.
Yes. Are you going to be, say, an Android app in a magazine format where you can just flip through it and stuff? Is that in
the works? Absolutely not. It'll only be for iPhone. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, slam.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we actually.
Are you going to do an app?
We have talked about it. We have talked about it for quite some time.
Yeah. That's what
currently
I would love to.
Currently you can look at it online on our website. We, have a integrated what's called Issue. So you can actually flip through it like a magazine on your computer, and you can view it on either your Android or your iPhone. It's not as enjoyable as a specific app, but we have talked about an app development, and I won't go any further than that because it's a trade secret.
Okay.
But there's a lot to why it's taken so long is there's a lot to our app that we want to do.
Okay.
So thank you, Bob, for that, because that is a great question.
Well, let's talk about one of the things we talked at the break is recyclable glass, and there's a couple that are out of Humboldt County that, and the article is called In Loving Color.
Mm-hmm.
So share with us.
Well, I don't know if, I don't know if you've seen this product in our store, but.
Yes.
She's
familiar with
it, yeah. Oh
my gosh. It's just beautiful. It kind of just brightens that whole side of the building up. In Loving Color is about fire and light. They recycle glass and they make beautiful plates.
Flatware.
And glasses.
Vases
and it's
chargers
gorgeous.
And ornamental pieces. It's exquisite.
Mm-hmm. And the colors are just beautiful. Really pretty.
Vibrant. And these are very collectible. We have, we carry it in our store. There are other locations, I believe, in Reading as well that carry it. But it's all over. And we have people that come in and buy piece, every couple months to add to their collection. It's very substantial, meaning that it's unbelievable when you pick up a piece. I mean, you've got a piece of glass in your hand. I mean,
wow.
It's strong and it's, again, it's handmade recycled. So what they're doing is, helping to alleviate landfills.
I love that. I wonder how they do that. I mean, there's so many things that are plastic today.
I wonder too.
So where do you get all this glass?
Yeah.
I'm curious about, I know one time in Mexico, I got the 7-Up bottles at that point were made into margaritas. You can't get them anymore because it's no longer 7-Up glass bottles mm-hmm. that are green. So those are collectibles to me now, but I'm just wondering where you get all the glass. I don't know. If you know, let us know. Oh, we have to take another break. When we come back, we've got more of With Enjoy with James Muzzotta and Rhonda Ball. Their new store, obviously, in Red Bluff is thriving. We're going to hear more about what's happening in the issue when we come back after these messages.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at BlairsCremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Air station for the Colt 45s on Saturday night. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 80 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 100 today, 8:43 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. In the morning, get that early cup of coffee from the baristas. And in the afternoon, they have all types of cold drinks and icy drinks for you. Walk next door, and they will meet or beat any of the tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Great walk-in humidor, the finest in the state. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community in so many different ways, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Our guests, James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy Magazine. It's the first Monday of each month, and we talk about it. Just love the magazine talk. And you know what? A lot of fun is just listening to them talk about something they enjoy doing.
We enjoy it.
You had a...
Let's enjoy it.
Okay, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your question on the fire and light,
okay,
because I hate when there's unanswered questions, they get their glass from the Arcata Community Recycling Center.
Oh.
So... That answers your question. Okay. I don't know that makes anything clearer, but.
Well, no, it does because, you know, it's like a visual story that at the end you realize that there must be somebody who works at the recycling center and probably holds off any glass items.
There's a lot of glass. I mean, here in Reading, I'm sure if you ever go down to the recycling and sorting center, you know, that's what those blue bins are that we put out in front of our houses. I mean, you're supposed to be putting your cardboard, your specific plastics in your glass.
Well, there's, of course, glass and wine bottles.
Yep. Well, that may be.
So we know that
peanut butter can even become plastic.
You know, Linda is single-handedly keeping this glass recycling business open.
Definitely have, probably a party of a few, settings there with you. Rhonda, we were talking about Koi, because that's a great story. With a couple of our local hero guys that are so involved with the community anyway, that they have started a Koi Club.
Well, no, they became part of the Koi Club.
Oh, okay.
The Koi Club has been here for 15 years, and Armando and Gary, who are just wonderful people, they have had a Koi pond, or they have a Koi pond, but they became involved with the Koi Club because, you know, they wanted to get information and that kind of thing. And the Koi Club... needed some new energy. So now Gary and Armando are the president and vice president, I believe, of the club.
I love it.
And, you know, they built a pond and realized that they did a lot of things wrong. So they had it for about a year and it was beautiful. And they tore it out and rebuilt another one.
Is that theirs?
That's theirs. The picture of the...
Well, it's really spectacular because koi are, they are pets.
Uh huh. And
my
dad
turned his black bottom pool.
Uh huh.
This is in Granite Bay, about 15 years ago. And he, put in little goldfish that are now the size of, this magazine and double it. They're that big.
You know what surprises me is I see pictures of Armando holding his koi.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
You know, I think the point, you know, what you have to warn Armando though is that, you know, I realize he's petting him and, you know, and rubbing him down and taking him to the movies. But at some point, they're not going to be able to breathe. Maybe he has to take a little, sprays him with water. But, can't take him to a long movie.
Right.
Maybe, and you know what? They can't handle the really complex plots like we went on Fast and Furious 6 this weekend.
They didn't convert their pool, did they?
No, they built that.
Say, where is
and
that?
And seriously, they built that themselves.
Yeah, well, they do everything.
Oh, my gosh. It's just...
They're amazing.
And I haven't seen the new one, but I did see the old one, and the old one was just gorgeous. But he did everything. You know, he took it out and did everything
and
the way
educated.
It was supposed
they
to
became,
with the filtering system and everything else.
They became educated with, you know, what works with koi.
Yep.
And I read in the article that they test the water 2 or 3 times a day for its alkaline level and... And I don't, you know, this is what's interesting because with my dad, I mean, he goes out there and he feeds them peas and he feeds them, you know, and then this black bottom pool, you hardly see them until they come up to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So God only knows how many are in there.
Well, I've heard that koi can be astronomically expensive.
Yes. And so I was thinking, well, maybe someday I'll get the koi club
your inheritance.
To come down to Sacramento and just, you know, help my dad through this because one day we were at the mall and they had a koi demonstration at the mall and Armando was there.
Uh-huh.
And so it was really, really cool to see these people, oohing and awing over their koi and they had them a separate little plastic
uh-huh.
pools, which is really interesting. So that's a great story.
And the Koi Club is having their, what do you call it? Their, They're having an event.
A koi carnival?
Where you can go from house to house and look at different.
A koi cook-off?
Oh, that's awful.
Okay.
A pond tour.
Koi are so expensive. I mean, I'm watching in my father-in-law's pool. I mean, these things are, I mean, they're like 12, 15 pounds of koi.
Yeah.
And I said, do you realize how much people would pay for this koi?
We don't know. You know, they start
part of it is the
goldfish.
Coloring, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this one.
But not
this,
really.
This,
isn't a koi a koi?
One has, this huge one is colored in such a way, it's got a pigment that looks like the Last Supper on its side.
It's so, a miracle.
The pond tour is on the 22nd of June, and the tickets are only $10. It's from 8 to 4, and you can go on their website, ShastaKoiClub.com, or ArtByArmando at MSN.com. So, but that's coming up, and you'll be able to go to different houses that have koi and koi ponds, and I think it would be fun. So I've never done it. I think I'm going to do it.
Always fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy Magazine. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, Chris, are you joining us for our Dog-a-thon fundraiser at Haven Humane?
Dog-a-thon?
No. Saturday, June 8th, it's a fun family day at Haven Humane Society with our Dog-a-thon Festival from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Splash Dog Distance Jumping Contest, the Westminster Dog Show. Help raise money for our shelter animals when you register to walk the trail. The $25 registration fee includes lunch and a t-shirt. Visit the many vendors in our vaccination, microchip, and licensing clinic. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 for more information.
Dog-a-thon, now that's fun. Well, I
won't back. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and the Bot. Tomorrow, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, turning it loose. Last time it was on Second Amendment. This time, Obamacare. There's a man that has facts, figures, and tells you why Obamacare is going to have such a severe negative impact on your life. Plus, a couple of the articles, the impact it's had on seniors already. The Monkey Wrench, Team Monkey Wrench is having their second annual spaghetti feed a fundraiser this Saturday, and raffles and auctions, and it raises, it helps the, raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project and the local Homeward Bound Project. right here. Tickets are $10, and it also it's for the team Monkey Wrench for the Mudders, for the Tough Mudder competition, but it raises money for our Wounded Warriors and Homeward Bound. Our guest, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine.
Hey, you guys have been great here with the June issue. Now, Father's Day is coming up. What? I'm trying to raise the energy here.
I was gonna
everybody's
say,
falling
you
asleep.
You guys have been great, and I was going to say, yes.
It's Monday morning. Yes, come on. Infuse some of that juice. You guys are so much fun anyway. Okay, Father's Day. You've got, before we know it, why is it that Mother's Day is always this big, big deal, and Father's Day is just kind of like,
because mothers do it all. That's why.
I mean, how do you feel about that, James?
It takes two in this life.
No, I'm kidding. I'm really kidding.
No, you're not. You're not. You meant every word of it. No. If you'd say, you know what? We need you to make them. And that's about it. I kind of feel like I'm back in the Amazonia world that, you know, we're kept as sex slaves and everything is taken care of by the women. Which kind of, come to think of it.
Okay, Father's Day. Let's get down to it. No, you're doing special. What's in your crate for Father's Day this year?
Well, we had a really successful Mother's Day crate program.
And sold out.
And yeah, we did sell out. Abundantly sold out. we're digging. So we are also doing our Father's Day crate. So it is on the back inside cover. You can call an order and give us a pickup date. But it is, we have our crate. It's got the rope handles and it's kind of a, what do they call it? I'm trying to think. I thought Yvonne came up with a really clever little name. Anyway, in it, you're going to get your wooden crate. You're going to get Joy Lynn beer brittle. You're going to get,
people love that.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Root beer, micro brew root beer, Clear Creek Soap Company's beer soap, and Shasta Bar.
These are all the kind of things that Carl would like.
Mm-hmm, and that was why we picked them out.
Yeah. Did you put boxes of ammunition in there?
Hidden in the bottom. it's a smuggler's crate.
This is an ammo cart.
Yeah, and then also, too, to point out, we have our new, one of our new programs is called Tasting the Saturdays, and we will be featuring Brandon Gourmet out of Chico, Paradise Pepper Jellies. That'll be Saturday, June 22nd. She is also in our What's in Store feature in here if you want to read about, you know, the monthly we do an article on one of our producers in the store. She's a wonderful lady. She's got a great supportive husband, and they make it world-class product called Brandon Gourmet's.
Wow.
There's pepper jellies and barbecue and dipping sauces.
Oh, we got to do that.
They use Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which they put on their bottles in the Chico market, but Sierra Nevada won't let them put it on the label outside of the Chico market, but it's in there.
Okay. Okay.
Which is a really cool feature.
So they'll be there at our store on the 22nd and we'll be doing tasting.
Mm-hmm. So you can taste the barbecue sauces
and
the pepper jellies.
And what time is that going to be? Do you know?
We haven't determined the time yet, but it'll be probably late Saturday morning through early, late afternoon.
Awesome. So check out
at both locations, both stores.
EnjoyMagazine.com. Isn't that what you go to?
EnjoyMagazine.net.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can see Movies in the Park. So there's a list all through June, the whole summer.
Yep.
If you go to EnjoyMoviesInThePark.com,
okay,
it'll show the whole listing of the whole summer.
Excellent.
Movies, yeah.
Excellent.
We just updated Friday, actually.
We just updated our website.
We got a new
service provider.
Yes. So we're getting the kinks out right now. It's
because typically,
it's
if you went to
process.
That website during this process, there would be a link from Enjoy Magazine.
Yes. Okay.
To Enjoy MoviesInThePark.com.
That's wonderful. Well, you guys, thank you so much for what you do with the community. Not only are you always covering, but you do so much charity work as well. We really appreciate that you show up and you support. So much.
Well, and we appreciate you having us on your show.
We love it.
Every month.
Yeah.
I always feel like learn more.
Well, you know,
when
it's a community. It's a community effort from both sides. Yeah. You know, we do this. I mean, yeah, it's a living, but it's also, you put so much more into this.
I know.
You know, because
right.
you want to. Uh-huh. I mean, because you want to, because you appreciate where we live, and you all point out the beautiful things. And we try to, We try to do that. We try to bring in the people that make a difference around here.
And I suggest if you don't have a copy of the Enjoy magazine, the June issue, you better get cracking, because we definitely have hit a streak here. When we used to be that we'd run out, but now we're running out in the first like 10 days of the month.
I think we have like four of them left here. I'm not even
well,
sure.
Well, school's
I'm not
out. Sure people are there. Home. They're looking for what to do in June and July and August. And going through this, you can make your plans. You can fill up your calendar very quickly on things that the family can do together.
Well, you know, speaking of something to do, the 4th annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival down in Red Bluff is happening this weekend with music by Tom Rigney and the Flambeau, Bob Woods and the Swamp Billy, the Gumbo Band, the Funky Gators, the Bayou Boys, Crawdad Eating Contest. It's got it all at the Crawdad Festival, the 4th annual.
Yes. Chuck 'em and suck 'em.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Called? Yeah. They're going to be on this weekend. They said they're going to bring some crawdads in for Linda and I to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I've done it before. I used to do it. I think I, anyway. I'll tell you a whole story about that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. Okay. Again, James Masada, Ron DeBall.
Thanks,
Enjoy
guys.
Magazine. Thank you so much for being here. And tomorrow, Dr. Payush Dhanuka and a couple of little surprises for you concerning Obamacare and a few other things. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's an empty seat at the U.S. Senate. The oldest member, New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg, has died. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Complications from viral pneumonia claimed him today at age 89. Among the words of praise now coming in, this just moments ago from New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg.
For years, he really stood up for common sense gun safety laws when many others in his party ran away from the issue.
From his Senate colleagues, Democrat Patty Murray says from gun violence to smoking on planes to regulating chemicals, Lautenberg was a champion for the underrepresented. Republican Mitch McConnell calls him a patriot who was a standout even within the greatest generation.
Rich has admitted he gave classified U.S. documents to WikiLeaks to post online. And in opening arguments at Army Private Bradley Manning's court-martial, a Fort Meade prosecutor says some of that material fell into enemy hands. Manning could get life in prison. Also in court today, the Army major accused in the Fort Hood massacre.